just one halakha that would apply on Yom Tov. The halakha discusses in the laws of Yom Tov in Shulchan Aruch Or HaChaim Siman Taf Kuf Yud Dalid in halakha Tet that it is forbidden on Yom Tov to make wicks. Simple, a person has already the material, the cotton, whatever it may be, and he fashions the wick, which means he spins it and makes it into a wick, so that will be considered making a keli, and therefore that is asur on Yom Tov. So our question really today discusses regarding the floating wicks. What is a floating wick? It has a cork, which is a flotation device, has a hole in the middle of the cork, and they take a wick that has already some wax around it, and you're able to thrust it through the center of the floating wick, and now it floats in the oil, and therefore you light it. So the question really is today, is it permissible on Yom Tov to set up the floating wick? Which is, you know, if the wick is established already, of course you can light it. It's mutar to light candles. It's a mitzvah, as a matter of fact, to light neror lechbod Yom Tov. The she'ela is this considered boneh? Which is, now I'm making the item, I'm fashioning the item, I'm putting the wick into the cork. So indeed, there are opinions that want to say that this would be asur. In the Sefer Hilchot HaMoadim, in Perek Yud Gimal Se'if Yud Chet, he wants to say that that's considered also mitaken manan, tikun keli. However, in the She'elot U'Tshuvot, Minhat Yitzhak, he wants to say over here that minadin, there is no isur over because it's had pa'ami, which means it's disposable. Which means when you're putting the wick into this cork over here, you're only doing it for temporary, for the time that it's going to light. Now, even after you finish with it, you don't take it out of the cork, you just throw it out, but that's because you're lazy. Now, that's not because you care for it to be in the cork after the ner goes out. You just throw it out. And therefore, according to this, it would be permissible to stick the wick itself into the cork on Yom Tov. And so it comes out, we have a machloket. So of course, the katayla, better, the person is using those items, let him make a couple of them before Yom Tov to get around the machloket. But if he wants to be lenient, the Minhat Yitzhak is mekel on Yom Tov because it is a temporary situation, and the fact that you leave it is no indication that it's permanent. It's just you're leaving it because it's convenient to throw it out without having to remove it.